What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Passport Bros. You came all the way to Latvia to be garbage collectors. So, over the weekend I was at a nightclub called Valhalla here in Riga, which rhymes with nigga in Latvia. Now, Valhalla is supposed to be the most popular nightclub in all of the Baltics. It wasn't any better than a nightclub in a sleepy town like Merida in Mexico. But then again, the Baltics doesn't have that many people. So maybe by their standards, you know, their nightclub that holds, you know, probably no more than 150 people, you know, to them that might be big. But by Mexican standards, or even by pretty much Florida standards, they ain't shit. But I liked it, you know. They had a dance floor. Then they had a second floor where the bar is at. You can go there, you can chill. So, you know, I was not on the dance floor because I just don't like being with goyim. That's just how it is, dudes. I just don't like being with normies, you know. So I go up on the second floor, you know, overseeing everything. And I saw a couple passport bros in there. One of them was a tall, good-looking black dude. The other one was, like, fat and grimy. Well, I don't want to say grimy, but, like, fat and dusty. And ain't nobody was giving them attention, man. There were a couple of black people in there, but nobody was giving them, no girl was giving them any attention. And this overweight Latvian chick, like, I'm talking about bulldozer big. I'm talking this bitch makes a bulldozer look small, okay? So this bitch came into the bar, you know, into the pub, you know, into the nightclub, like dancing, you know, going, you know, jumping, dancing, you know, trying to get some dude excited to start jumping up and down with her, you know, maybe because of fucking tsunami or an earthquake. And ain't nobody was interested in her, dude. But guess who started grinding all over her? Yep. The overweight, dusty, black dude. It's like passport bros. What the fuck is wrong with you all? You all travel literally halfway around the world to one of the whitest, most coldest countries on the face of the planet, and you are still garbage collectors like Red Pill Married and MGTOW TV says. Black men are the garbage collectors of dating. You guys go after the lowest quality woman. It's as if you guys have no dignity whatsoever, okay? That's number one. Number two, if you're a black man and you want to get laid in the Baltics, Balkans, and Eastern Europe, or even Central Europe for that matter, you've got to be known as what other black people have told me, a American basketball player. Meaning, you have to look like you play in the freaking NBA. Okay, don't you dare come here grimy, dusty, fat, ugly, old, and expect women to bust it wide open for you. They have too much dignity for that. And for the love of God, please don't do what the fuck you do in Southeast America, or in Southeast Asia or Latin America, you know, making it rain cash money on them hoes. That shit don't work here, guys, okay? You guys have to understand, snow bunnies have dignity, okay? I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Colored women, for the most part, have no dignity. They are like feral animals. So yeah, when you guys go to Thailand, Philippines, Colombia, you make it rain cash money on them hoes, yeah, they'll bust it wide open for you. But that nigger shit, it don't work here in Latvia, guys. It doesn't work like that in Eastern Europe. And because nigger shit, oh, damn dog. And because nigger shit doesn't work here, a lot of black people say, oh, well, the reason why Eastern European women don't want to sleep with us is because we fuck them so good that they'll get addicted to us. Stop the cap, dude. Ain't no snow bunny gonna get addicted to you. It's because she doesn't want you anywhere near her. That's the real motherfucking truth, dude. You're just capping by saying, oh yeah, she really wants me, but she knows I'm gonna fuck her so good that she's gonna end up, feeling bad when I leave. No, it doesn't work like that, dude. It really doesn't. Okay, and another thing, man. The guys here, they're not jealous of you going out with their woman. They're really not, you know. I know some of you guys out there, you always bring up the black guy who got beat up outside of a nightclub like a couple of months ago in Serbia. As far as we know, the guy could have probably been taking advantage of her. You don't know that. But for the most part, white dudes don't give a fuck if you are fucking with their woman. Because again, the vast majority of women who fuck with black dudes are low quality women. If anything, you black dudes are doing every other race and a favor by taking these low quality women, marking these low quality women, that way other dudes don't fuck with them. You know, even I don't fuck with women who fuck with black dudes. So stop the cap when you say, oh yeah, you know, Eastern European men, they hate us black dudes because they're jealous of the black men. Ain't nobody jealous of you. Ain't nobody jealous of your low IQ, the fact that your countries are shitholes, that you guys make up most of the prisoners because you are inherently geared toward violence and criminal activity. Ain't nobody jealous of that shit. You know, the only reason you guys keep on saying, oh yeah, that's because they're jealous of us, it's because you want to make up for the fact that you are so low on the totem pole that instead of saying, yo man, I'm the problem, I'm going to say, oh yeah, they're the problem. They're just jealous of me. Ain't nobody fucking jealous of you, dude. It's like, you guys out there need to understand, man. You black dudes out there, you gotta elevate your game. You gotta take your life to the next level. You all can't be doing nigger shit like that anymore. You all can't be fucking 40 plus years old, living with your mama, working at Popeyes, and then, you know, going overseas for a week, making it rain, cash money on them hoes, and then go back to America broke and do it all over again. And in the meantime, you end up donating to a scumbag like Austin Hullman, who does what you guys want to do, which is just go around the world and monger, okay? That type of nigger shit, guys, you can't do that shit anymore, okay? You look at Austria D. Austria D is a decent black man. He's not a Tyrone by any means. The guy is only like, what, 5'7" maybe? But he's in Czech Republic. He's got himself a snow bunny. He even has a baby with her, okay? And he has a job as a clinical psychologist, right? So he got his life together. And he's like, what, 35, 36 years old? You know, yet you got grown-ass black men out there, you know, living with their mama, working fucking Popeyes, and just doing nigger shit all the time. It's like, dude, nobody's asking you to be high IQ. Nobody's asking you to win a Nobel Peace Prize. We're just asking you, you gotta fucking elevate your game. Because if you don't elevate your life as a black man, you know, you're gonna end up losing out. Believe it or not, in Africa, beautiful African women are sleeping with Chinese dudes, okay? Is my hair going crazy? No, that's not my hair. Let me say that one more time, okay, guys? In Africa, beautiful African baddies are fucking sleeping with Kim Jong Jong and fucking bicycle tube, you know, some, you know, Chinese Jackie Chan, right? Why? Because the Chinese people, they got their shit together, okay? Like TFM said, your best bet as black people is to sleep with other races that are superior to you to raise your IQ. This is what beautiful African women are doing. They're sleeping with Asian dudes so they can raise the IQ of their future children, okay? You black dudes, you gotta start doing the same. You gotta start sleeping with women who have superior genetics compared to you. Now, how do you do that? How do you get to be with genetically superior women? You got to elevate your game. You can't do nigger shit anymore, guys. You just can't go around sleeping with, you know, mud sharks and low quality women and hoochie mamas and degenerate women. You really can't do that anymore, man. That's how you end up making children who are criminals, terrorists, and just horrible, horrible human beings when you get with this low quality woman, okay? And again, the reason why you black people out there, the reason why you guys don't elevate your life, it's because you just don't want to put in the work. As far as you guys are concerned, you might as well say, oh yeah, the white man is jealous of us. Amar is hating on us because he's jealous of us. You know, just make up excuses to justify being lazy, ignorant, fat, ugly, poor. So, oh God, that goddamn dog again. Let me go the other way. So what you guys out there need to really be doing is that you really need to start working on yourself, you know. Eat right. I mean, you don't need money to eat right. If anything, eating right will save you money, you know. You don't order all that Mickey D's, all that bullshit. You guys can go out, eat food for like $7 a day. I know, because I do that in America, okay? You can eat really good for like $7-$8 a day if you cook your own motherfucking food, not getting pizza, you know, not getting all that shit, okay? So that's number one. Take care of your health. Number two, you know, start looking good. If that means you need to get some buttocks, some fillers, you know, some face cream, you know, start taking care of your motherfucking body, dudes, okay? Wear deodorant, you know, maybe put on some perfume, cologne, or I don't know, musk, okay? Just do the simple things, okay? Nobody's asking you to do Superman shit, okay? We're just asking you to do simple shit, okay? Because once you start taking care of yourself like that, that's when your dignity will start going up and you won't let low quality woman take advantage of you. Like, for example, you know, I see it in America, I also see it here in Latvia, dude. I see low quality Latvian woman walking around dragging black dudes behind them as if he was her pet dog or some dumb shit like that. Dude, no Latvian dude will stand for that nigger shit. And yes, women do nigger shit, okay? And may God help her if that was a Russian dude. You know, if that was a Russian dude, he'd slap the fake blonde out of her hair. By the way, guys, something I took notice of, there's a lot of fake blondes here in Latvia. When I was at the nightclub the other day, being on the second floor, obviously I'm looking down at everybody else, so I see the woman, their hair, it's blonde, but you see the roots coming out, it's like brunette, you know. So if any of you guys are in Latvia and you want to make sure the bitch you're with is really blonde, tell her not to shave down there for 2 weeks, okay? So this low quality Latvian chick yesterday with this decent looking black dude, she was toying with him, you know. She'd go up to him, like grind on him, you know, maybe kiss him on the lips a little bit, and then she would like fly off somewhere else, start dancing and with other random dudes, and then she'd go around to the black dude again and, like, you know, grind up on him a little bit, give him a kiss on the lips, and do it all over again. I'm like, bro, can't you tell that this bitch is disrespecting you like that? You know, again, that's a low quality woman, and this guy is putting up with her shit because she knows no Latvian, no other person would ever put up with her nigger shit, but this dude was doing it. And again, it goes back to the fact that a lot of you black dudes out there, you just don't have dignity, okay? And again, for you to attain dignity, take care of your health, take care of your looks, make fucking money, you know, make something out of your motherfucking life. And when you do all that, that's when your dignity will start building up. But fucking working at Popeyes, living with your mama, sitting on the couch all day, watching fucking Austin Hallman, you know, become a sexual predator wherever he goes. Come on, man. That shit ain't good for you, dude. It really ain't. So, the point of this video that I gotta get out to you black dudes out there is that you gotta stop making excuses, man. You just can't say, oh, well, you know, they're jealous of us. They be hating on us. It's like, dude, honestly, think about it, man. Your woman wear weave, so, and they get fake straight hair from fucking Indian people, okay? They dye their fake hair blonde, you know? Do you see a white woman walking around acting all ratchet and twerking in the middle of the street? You know, low quality women do that. And this is why American women are trash, really. Because they're embracing black culture. That's why American women are trash, you know? Here in Eastern Europe, they're not embracing American culture, dude. They're really not, you know? Yeah, sure, they might like our music, but they're not gonna be like our trashy woman. So, you black dudes who come out here, you know, thinking, you know, what works with fucking Shaniqua, Shinani, Yolanda, Tiandra is gonna work with a snow bunny, it really ain't, dude. The only thing that's gonna work with them is if you look like a motherfucking basketball player, or like Austria D, you are actually Austria D, you are a decent looking black man who has his life together. And it's not that difficult. I mean, honestly, guys, this is the easiest time to get money and to get women. You just have to be willing to put in the work, optimize your life, take care of yourself, and really, it's not that difficult to get women. It's really not that difficult to get money, guys. You just have to optimize your life. You have to be able to know what the hell you're doing, and that's it. But you can't be just a regular ain't shit nigger no more, guys. I mean, that shit worked in the past. It's not gonna work now. It's not gonna continue working like that anymore, man. Again, when you have beautiful African baddies marrying Kim Jong-un and fucking Jackie Chan, you know it's bad for you, guys. You really do know it's bad for you. So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.